The Indiana State Department of Health recorded a net increase in the number of abortion procedures carried out in the state. That's according to the latest figures tracked by the department. ISDH has yet to release their 2017 Induced Terminated Pregnancies report to the general public, but both pro-choice and pro-life agencies confirm the report documents an increase in the number of reported abortions performed throughout the state. Indiana Right to Life noted the increase in abortions as a justification for greater restrictions on abortion. The pro-life organization stated they will back a total abortion ban to be proposed during next year's legislative session. The bill is expected to be advanced by Republican Goshen Representative Kurt Nisley. Nisley's office did not return a request for comment. Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky Executive Director Christy Gillespie says the rise in abortion rates in the state make it clear that Indiana needs to do a better job in sex education.
Women are clearly in positions where they need to seek terminating an unplanned pregnancy, and they're getting those services. And instead of focusing on the rise in abortion, what we really should be looking at are ways to reduce abortion. And research shows that the best way to do that is to provide comprehensive, medically accurate sex education and to provide accessible, low-cost birth control.
Gillespie says the rise in abortion rates in the state directly follows a lack of decent sex education, which she blames on the conservative-dominated state legislature.
Unfortunately, our state legislature seems to be going in the opposite direction to make comprehensive sex education less accessible. And so I don't think we should be surprised to see, abortion rates rise.
Gillespie says that if any bill attempting to outlaw abortion in the state is introduced next legislative session, it would easily be defeated.
We have been down this road many, many years, so it baffles me why we continue to have legislators who insist on filing bills that are unconstitutional from the get-go.
Gillespie says she'd rather have the legislature tackle Indiana's maternity mortality rate. Mothers across the state die at twice the national average.
It is double the national rate, and the legislature did take, one step over the summer to create the study commission to look at it, to figure out strategies how to bring that down. But that's what we really should be focused on, is women's health issues that we know are negatively impacting women, and in fact, causing death for women.
As of this broadcast, it was unclear when the Indiana State Department of Health will release the 2017 Induced Terminated Pregnancies report to the general public.